And my guest is Bethan Turner from Taunton Chamber of Commerce. Morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? How was the weekend?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. And this is a nice way to start the week. The sun's shining and I'm sat in here with you.
Oh, you say the sweetest things. Clearly you're after something.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. After loads of plugs for something, aren't you?
Well, yes, I am here for that, actually. It's for those people who, those of your listeners who don't know, it's actually the start of the government's Eat Out to Help Out scheme today.
Let's go into that in just a moment, but for those that don't know who you are and what you do, just explain a bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm Bethan and I'm the membership and events manager for the Taunton Chamber of Commerce. We're a membership organisation across Taunton Deane, and what we set out to do is just to be a helpful hand from a business point of view to local organisations and local firms throughout the area. Sometimes we're offering business support, sometimes we're offering help and advice. But a big part of our remit is actually to help companies within Taunton Deane promote themselves, both to customers and also to other businesses. We absolutely love it when we see our businesses working together.
We are at Tone FM, a member of
you
the Chamber.
You are indeed.
And I like the way when your emails come out that you put people in touch with other people and there's like a nice sort of gathering. It's like a nice big hug amongst everybody, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, what we really aim to be is almost to be that cog right in the middle of Taunton from a business point of view. So that's putting people in touch, getting people working together, because we always find that businesses get so much extra value from being able to make a local connection and actually use a local business. And we often find that two local businesses will start using each other's services, and that ends up being a really really long collaboration. And people love to shout about using local business, and particularly this year and actually for the future going forward, using local businesses and being able to support, therefore, the local economy is going to be absolutely vital, Darren.
It is. OK, so let's talk about this Eat Out to Help Out scheme. What is it? How does it work?
OK, well, the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, announced this a couple of weeks ago. It's basically a scheme to help restaurants and cafes and bars and pubs really be able to sort of get back on their feet. But the other side of it is actually trying to tempt the local population actually to try going into their local pub or restaurant or cafe, particularly those people that may just still be a little bit nervous about whether things are going to be safe, whether the atmosphere is still going to be what they know and love. So how the scheme works is that those restaurants and cafes and pubs that have registered with the government can offer this scheme on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And it gives every person up to £10 off when they eat in. And that's off their food and also off any soft drinks that they have. There are no vouchers or things you've got to cut out of the paper or codes you've got to download onto your phone. It's really easy from a customer point of view. They can walk across the threshold, they can sit and eat and have their meal, and when their bill arrives, they'll be up to £10 off their bill. So it's really easy to use.
Is that £10 per person or is it £10?
It is. It's £10 per person.
Right, brilliant. Okay.
And as most places are sticking to that as maximum six people round the table from a social distancing point of view, that's how the scheme is working as well.
That's a saving of £60.
It could be, absolutely. And, it should really give people the opportunity just to go out and support, local businesses, maybe local, beauty spots or cafes or bars that they've really enjoyed going to before. And actually, we all know we've all had to tighten our purse strings in the last 6 months. And so it's really an eat out to help out that has sort of two benefits. It benefits the business and it benefits the customers.
And how long does this scheme last for?
Okay, the scheme is running from today right up until the 31st of August. So the other great thing is that many of us probably are sort of heading away, maybe not abroad this year, but for a staycation somewhere, or there, you know, people are going off for day trips instead of going away or weekends away. So it means actually wherever you go, the likelihood is there are going to be participating sort of establishments that you can that you can go and try out.
And if you're wondering about who is on it and who to find out where, or should I say where to go, there is a big list. And the gem of all of this, tell me about this.
Okay.
And you know exactly where I'm going with this, because I just think this is wonderful.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because I had my pom-poms out as well on this.
Put them away. It's too early.
Because the government obviously have needed establishments to actually register with them, they've obviously had this big database of everybody that's taking part. So what they've done is that you can go online, and the easiest way of doing it in your browser search bar is put Eat Out to Help Out directory, and you'll see the link to the government website come up, the .gov website. And when you actually click on that, it has a search bar. You can put in your location or you can put your postcode, and it comes up with all of the establishments that are actually running this scheme within a 5 mile radius of the postcode that you've put in. But yeah, the absolute gem of this is that it brings you up a list of all of the independents first. So that's your small independent bars, pubs, restaurants,
as opposed to the national brands.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, the national brands are taking part in this, and obviously, we do need to remember that, you know, sort of the national brands that are here in Taunton employ Taunton people, but obviously, they do always have that big marketing machine from head office to help them
and
out.
And a bit more money in the bank.
Absolutely. So if you want to find out what national chains are taking part, you can scroll right to the end of the list, and there are some additional clicks that you can do. But straight away, you put your postcode in, you press enter, and this big long list of really local, lovely Taunton places comes up. It's amazing.
And it all starts today. Bethan, thank you very much for sharing that with us. What are your plans for the rest of the week?
Plans for the rest of the week. I'm now starting to get out and about a little bit. And so I was really pleased last
flaunting
week.
Your pom-poms in other areas.
Oh, absolutely. I've been to meet up with a few of our local Taunton Chamber of Commerce for businesses, particularly those we've had quite a few members join us during lockdown. And obviously we've been only been able to sort of say hello to each other sort of over the phone or via Zoom. So as I say, starting to put my head around a few doors and just offer some extra face-to-face support.
And if you want to know more, just speak to Beth and do a search for Taunton Chamber of Commerce, and she'll do the rest for you. Bethan, lovely to see you again.
And you, Darren. Thanks very much for having me.
My guest is Bethan Turner from the Taunton Chamber of Commerce here on Tone FM.